Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning and Merry Christmas to you. At least this week, have a Merry Christmas. My Christmas gift to you is this show. If I could only get this show across to you in the way I intend to, that'll be your Christmas present to me if you can get this show. Today's show, What Your Disease Really Means, the Four Stages of Healing. If I can just get to you what your investment, your time, your money, your energy in the healing arts really comes down to in relationship to your disease. If I could just get you to look at it the way I look at it, what a Christmas gift that would be to me. The myths of healing abound. Cut it out, drug it out. Well, that's the easy part. But the notion that the herb will cure the disease, the notion that you've got a disease and you take an herb, you've got a disease and you take a therapy, you've got a disease and you buy this machine for it, and if you're an avid healer, if you're interested in healing, you just go out there and you buy all these gizmos, you get all these practitioners together, and you all have the great powwow around your healing. If I could only get you to understand your disease the way I see it. Thus the show today. Hopefully you'll make me happy and give me the best Christmas gift I could have. Okay, let's start with your disease or your symptom. Let's start with those of you out there who want to make sure your cells never decay. In other words, you anti-aging enthusiasts out there. You want your vibrant health. You get up at 50 or 60 years old and you foresee a long, long, long future of health and vibrance well into your 90s. Whether you're there or you're facing terminal illness, you don't care who you are. I want you to look at it this way. So let's tell the story. The story of disease, a Christmas story. Let's move all the way down beyond the website, of course, straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc. Let's go all the way down. What is this show? 239 against 5 years, 239, 240 shows now. All the way down to the bottom, picture number 49. I want you to understand this is where the story begins. It's a healthy young cell, a beautiful, vibrant, blue-purple cell with all sorts of little pieces in it. The story of the cell when the cell is young. You as a teenager, an infant. That cell is doing its job. Like any good factory with maximal efficiency, that cell is accosted, go to picture 47, by what we'll call presently the free radical. Under the aegis free radical comes anything bad for the cell. From the radiation to the smoking, to the air pollution, to the mental stress, to the physical stress, to the infections, the viruses, the bacteria, the parasites. Under the aegis of the word free radical, you will include a list of all the bad things that ever happened to your cells. And as those free radicals build and build and build, well, then that cell begins to look like picture 39. A cell attacked by free radicals. Now you see in the lower left, picture 39, cell membrane damage. cell membrane damage. This is the beginning of the attack. This is you in your teens. This is you in your 20s. The walls of those cells are beginning to lose a battle. And I want you to shimmy all the way up to the top. Picture number one. There are three spaces. Three spaces. And those three spaces, the space outside the cell, extracellular, the membrane of the cell, and then the intracellular space. It's common sense. It's inside the cell, it's outside the cell, and it's across the membrane of the cell. Let's look at that membrane of the cell in a more blow-up way. Picture number two. Love those colored pictures. The comics. Picture says 1,000 words. Look at that. The extracellular fluid up at the top in blue. The intracellular fluid in that reddish orange. And the membrane of the cell. Three very important spaces. And in those three very important spaces are the foundations for disease as the free radical damage to the cell begins to cause the cell to take an adaptive response. You don't walk into your MD, you don't go to Kaiser each year and say, "Doctor, doctor, can you enumerate to me the adaptive responses of my cell at this present state long before I get the disease? Or could you elucidate, enumerate the various types of damages going on in the cell right now creating the symptom I'm experiencing?" You don't say that. You come in and say, "I got a pain, fix it." You come in and say, "I got a pain, drug it, nuke it, cut it, or feed it herbs." Your mentality is, "I've got the pain, give me something to get rid of it." But you should be thinking this way. Now you get my pitch here. Merry Christmas, Dr. Medici. I'm starting to understand what you're trying to say. Because if you could, well, you'd be a Rothschild of holistic health. You'd know really how to invest your money. If you gave a Rothschild or a Rockefeller or a Morgan, if you gave them a dime, what would you bet they could do with that dime in a year? Maybe make it a million, and that million, 10 million? You could strip them of all their money and all their flesh and all their clothes, put them butt naked in the middle of nowhere, and within a year, a decade, they'd become the Rockefellers once again. Because they understand the intricacies of banking, of money. I know people like this. I have friends like that. It's fascinating to watch people that really understand money. Once you understand money, you will never be without money. I ask you, Christmas week, to join me to understand health so that you will never be without it. Never. It's not complicated. So, let's get this down straight. Free radicals generated from lots of places attack the cell. The spaces we're talking about are inside the cell, the membrane, and outside the cell. This is going to produce a response. Lots of weird responses. For instance, our cells on the inside, turn to picture four. Our cells on the inside, turn to picture number four, are generally, you see the interstitial fluid there, picture four, straighttalk.cc, if you're new to the show, not.com, two T's. If you're driving, just listen. Intracellular fluid is mostly potassium. Extracellular fluid, the interstitial fluid, is mostly sodium. Somewhere in the midst of the beginning of the disease, those ions flip. Sodium floods the cell and potassium doesn't get into the cell. You have an intracellular potassium deficiency and you have an intracellular sodium excess. Ions start flipping around. Gerson picked that up and went after it with cancer. Well, look at this. Picture number five. Extracellular accumulations of proteins. It is an alteration within cells or in the extracellular space which gives a homogeneous, glossy, pink appearance in routine histological sections stained with hematoxylin and eosin. It is characterized by accumulation in tissue of pathological albumins of dense consistency. Hyalin consists of plasma, albumins, lipids, carbs. This is just a description of the beginning of the chemical changes inside a cell as these ions begin to move in the wrong directions, as the cell is adaptively responding to breakdowns in the cell membrane due to free radical damages and the intracellular shifts we're describing. That's big. That's what's going on before you get the symptom. That's what's going on when you have the symptom. That's what's going on when you have the disease and are approaching rigor mortis. And this is what we're addressing. Fundamentally, this space here, these pockets, intracellular, cell membrane, extracellular, are being rebuilt. Now, we're going to get to the main frame of the hows. So you can see this is one holistic piece. And you must understand, because you will not weather the storm. You will not take the journey. You will check out 6 months, a year. You will check out. You will not know how to understand the dynamics of your investment. The health you seek, the freedom from disease, the vibrance into your old age, your full lifespan, is about understanding the philosophy and the theology of health. It truly is. And we all tend to reduce this to give me the herb. I'll say that to people sometimes. It's not about taking the herb. They'll go, yeah, I know. I don't take those drugs. I said, no, I didn't say that. I said, it's not about taking the herb. Yeah, I know. I went to my doctor. He wanted to give me these drugs. I told him no. Then I knock on their head like a coconut. I didn't say drugs. I said it's not about taking the herb. Oh, it's not about taking the herb. It's not about looking at your symptom. It's not about referencing the return on your investment to whether the symptom is any better. The heck with your symptoms. Your symptoms in the long haul of a healing do not matter. If you look at the symptom, you will never heal. If you look at the symptom, if you put value in the symptom, if you revolve your healing around the symptom, around the lab test, around the blood test, around the CT scan, you will never heal. If you have a tumor and you are trying to shrink your tumor, to get rid of your tumor, and each 3 months you do the CT scan and it tells you about the size of the tumor. If you revolve your healing around the test, you will never succeed. You will be a slave. Because you're putting your intention on the symptom, on the disease. It's not where the healing is. These are not esoteric poetries. These are hard bricks that constitute the foundation of healing. Let's go to picture number seven. Picture seven. Arterial, venule, lymph, capillary, tissue, cell, blood capillary. There are the spaces. The capillary delivering blood. The venule taking blood away. The lymph pulling the intercellular space. And the tissue, the cells of the tissue cells where the damage is occurring. Now look at those spaces. You have to address those spaces in a healing. Thus, there will be stages to your healing. There's a evolution of time in that healing. There is a sequence. There's a chronology. There's a long-term plan. Because you don't clear out the intracellular space unless you've addressed the extracellular space. And the extracellular space is not dealt with unless the organs of excretion, kidney, lymph, colon, skin, biliary system, are dealt with. You have to understand that. You have to turn these pieces into a whole. Let's continue. Let's look at our pictures. And of course, you can go back and look at these pictures again and again and again. The beauty of the way I do this is I put it to pictures. Those of you who take the time to study these shows will find revelation. You got to put the time in. You have to be counterculture to really move the health ball. It's all here. Picture number eight, electrochemical equilibrium. Let's make it a little bigger. Control plus, or put your, if you've got a PC, put your finger on the square and spread your fingers out to enlarge the image. Hopefully you know that. Electrochemical equilibrium, a container divided by a semipermeable membrane. That is your cell membrane. A solution of potassium chloride, negative ions. If it equals on both sides, then they're in equilibrium. The concentration of ions across the membrane creates a voltage potential. An electromagnetic field. And that field must have equanimity. It must be in balance for the cell's physiology to optimize. Now, what is standing in the way of that? Well, the inflammatory process is going to cause the deposition of massive amounts of fibrin. You are sequentially blocking. Now let's go back. Okay, don't have a headache yet. Have your headache later. Picture seven. You are sequentially blocking the arterial capillary flow. You're blocking the drainage. You're laying down so much fibrin, product of the inflammatory free radical cascade. You're creating the deposition of so much fibrin that area there, picture number seven, what you're looking at right now, becomes one big swamp. Now let's go to your cell. Scroll down all the way to the bottom there, picture number 49. You see that cell? That cell is not that cell anymore after what I just described. That cell is picture 39. It is beginning to degrade. Before you get your cancer, before you get your Alzheimer's, before you go senile, before you get your IBS, before your joint gets replaced, before you get your lupus, your scleroderma, your rheumatoid arthritis, before you have your heart attack, before you have your stroke, wherever you're going to get hurt, it looks like this. I'm telling you the story of you when you're only symptomatic and not in a disease state. I'm telling you the story of you before you get bad news. As I said, your Christmas present to me would be for you to really absorb this, because you cannot mobilize a healing if you don't understand these things. You can't simply, I'll just do what my doctor says. I trust my doctor. Let me just do whatever he says to do, I'll do. You must bring your consciousness to the problem. Compliance is an active dynamic phenomenon. It is not about listening to the master. Compliance is not about, I trust my doctor and I'll do what he says. Compliance is about having that doctor facilitate your consciousness and woven into consciousness is education. The doctor is there to facilitate your education. If you can receive your education, and if you can't, before you get to home plate, you will strike out. I guarantee you. I have seen people go to third base with every disease known to man and almost make it, and they refuse to take that step into a higher consciousness, which usually means they refuse to let their deepest pains go. They're fixated on the emotional pain, and the body can't go to the last stage of healing. The last stage where the cell plumes in regeneration, where it fully explodes into a regenerative cycle. The psyche, the psycho-spiritual issue denies people that. The shift of consciousness in the late stage denies people that. The doctor is there to set you up to facilitate that conscious shift. So when push comes to shove, you jump over that last hurdle. I've seen people melt their tumors in terminal cancers, melt them almost to nothing. And then for lack of doing what I just described, the cancer will mutate. It will outthink you. And you'll watch those tumors blow up again and take them to the other realm. I've seen this quite a few times. So there is a not just a science to healing, there's a philosophy and a theology, but it's born out of your biochemical understanding. Otherwise, the philosophy and the theology of healing is left to weak, weak poetry. This is about the foundations of healings, this show. In the science, we should derive our poetry. In the science, we should derive our poetry. I'm giving you the science. This science is real. Let's keep going. So, let's look at this from the other end. Before you get to the intracellular aggregates, before you go on the inside of the cell to repair the damaged organelles, you must clear the portals of exit. So, picture number 9, the biliary system. Picture number 10, the biliary system. Picture number 11, the biliary system. Picture number 12, what the toilet bowl is going to look like when you're clearing the bile from the body. Unless you open up, go to picture 11. Unless you open up the bile canaliculi deep inside the liver, unless those microscopic portals there, those little highways, are cleaned of the bile sludge, the blood will not receive any more poison from the intercellular space. Now, I said a big one there, so let me repeat it. Until you can get the flow of bile into the toilet, until picture 11, those little teeny places in that big, fat 7 to 10 pound liver, unless those little tiny spaces open up, you will not drain the bile, not fully. And when those places remain plugged, congested, the blood cannot filter fast enough. And if the blood doesn't filter, the nervous system will not clean the intercellular space. Now, intercellular, the space between the cells of the brain, of the kidney, of the heart, the connective tissue, your joints, anywhere you have symptom, pathology, it will not dissolve itself to clean itself if the blood's clean and the blood can't be clean if the blood has no place to put its poisons. So opening up the biliary system is one of the excretory routes that signals the intercellular space to dissolve its swamp of poison. You got to let that sink in, because it teaches you why you're really flushing out that liver, why you must move the bile. Let's look at the kidney. There's picture 15. That's uric acid. Picture 16. Those are kidney stones. Oh, not you. You don't have kidney stones. Yes, you do. You have sand. You have crystals in the kidney. If you have not flushed your kidney, if you would not have not done due diligence to the kidney, just as you have to do due diligence to the liver and the gallbladder, you will be filled with sand. Those concretions can get large. If they're not large, they're microscopic. If they're microscopic, they're just as lethal. In fact, it's worse because you never even know it. You're just 60 or 70 or 80 and they tell you, you know, your kidney's not like it used to be, or your liver is not like it used to be. You see, the cumulative effect of subclinical problems, the cumulative effect of subclinical situations, situations that are not good but don't send you to the hospital. Your most dangerous enemy is the insidious one. You could say marijuana is more dangerous than cocaine. With cocaine, which is not insidious, it's overt. You either stop or you die. You see, but marijuana puts you to sleep. You become ebulic. You go into a coma. You become half a person. You're not really there, like Prozac. You're not really there. Drugs paralyze people, but you can still function. But you can still do your thing. And that's what's dangerous about subclinical problems. If you don't have a gallstone, but your biliary system's congested, if you don't have a kidney stone, but your kidney is filled with sand, you're setting yourself up in the intercellular space, the space in between the cells. You call it extracellular, you call it interstitial. In that space, you're setting yourself up for trouble. Let's move down to picture number 18, the lymphatic system. Look at picture 19, the lymph. Look at picture 20, the lymphatic system. That all drains into the kidney. The intercellular space all comes out through the kidney in your urine. It dips into the venous system and then out into the kidney. Now, let's go up, all the way up, up, up. Let's go up to picture 7 now. See that lymph capillary? Picture 7. The lymph capillary up top. That lymph is draining the space in between the cells. That lymph eventually becomes picture number 20. Okay? That intercellular space is the burden of the lymphatic system. You've got to clean out the biliary system. You've got to clean out the kidney. You've got to move the lymph. To move the lymph, the marker for mobilization of lymphatic fluid is sweating. If you are not sweating, you are not moving lymph. Do not kid yourself. Do not kid yourself. Sit there. Sit there and do all sorts of things, from lymphatic massage to these little light beam things. Do what you want. But understand, it's not critical mass. We can pretend to do a liver flush. But until you see bile, you haven't done one. You can pretend to flush the kidneys. But until you feel those twinges of sand down your ureter or into your bladder or out the shaft of the penis or in the female urethra, until you feel those things, you're not cleaning the kidney. Until you sweat, you're not really moving the lymph. You must sweat, sweat and sweat. And if you're non-ambulatory, if you're not well, well then, picture 21 to the rescue. Banya at 140, 160, 180, 200, 220 degrees. Picture 24. There is a near, mid, and far infrared sauna from sunlight. Get in there. And then if you can, many of you know I've done shows on this stuff. Just putting it in a different way. People that listen to this show always say, I listen to the same topic, and it's like I get it 8 different ways. Of course, that's how you learn things. Those of you who learn with your head, beware. those of you with that wonderful didactic mind. You give it to me, it goes in, and I spit it back out. This is not what you call learning. It's a good parlor trick to have. But learning is about learning deeply. Learning is about learning to integrate. Learning is about taking concepts so you can think outside the box for you. That is what learning is. That is what healing is. Memorization in the end means little. There, picture 22, they're diving into an ice pool somewhere. That's probably a foreign country. They're diving into an ice pool. They've just done their banya. Do the infrared, do the banya, do the hot-cold therapy. Sweat, sweat, and sweat. You have no reasonable guarantee that your lymph are pumping if you're not sweating. Move the lymph and sweat. Clean the kidney and the bile ducts. And the bile ducts, clean the liver. Clean out the calcium oxalate and uric acid stones from the kidney. Last but not least, the colon cleanses, picture 26. Those cleanses that create all that mucoid plaque. Picture 25, tissue cleansing through bowel management. 27, Anderson's Cleanse and Purify. These guys are the colon guys. They're always after cleaning the mucus off the walls of the colon. I've done shows on this. Now put it together in the big picture. Let's review it. The cell sits in health. Extracellular, intracellular cell membrane, the free radical damages coming from every corner of the earth finally shrink and shrivel the cell. The space in between the cell becomes scarred with fibrin. Accumulations outside and inside the cell, imbalances chemically on all levels. The organs of excretion become plugged. By then they are plugged. They plug first. They plug predominant to the intercellular space. For the intercellular space to become an area of concern. For the intracellular space to become an area of concern, you must have plugged appreciably your excretory routes. It means before you get the symptom, the biliary system's plugged. The kidney's plugged. The lymphatics become plugged. The skin becomes plugged. The colon becomes plugged. You have to plug the excretory areas predominant to the intercellular and intracellular space. And in the balance of trade, then, that swamp at one point becomes riddled with fibrin, and then you see all hell break loose. Symptomatically all the way to disease. We're giving you the macroscopic view here. The macroscopic view is what you have to have because you're talking about processes now that take time. People generally really fight time. Passionate devotion towards excellence over time. Passionate devotion with high intelligence over time create a complete healing. We fight that. The market fights that. The American tradition fights that. America is wham, bam, slam, thank you, ma'am. Get in, get out. There's no time. People with money, very interesting when they get sick. They want the best. They'll walk in, they'll shell out unlimited sums of money. I would wager you that a caveman in the woods on $1 a week could heal faster than most people of wealth with the wrong attitude. If the caveman in the woods is a metaphor for living in tune, in accordance with natural law, as I depict him now, that caveman is seeking wisdom. And that wisdom will be reflected in his behavior in that long journey we call a complete healing. And stereotypically, the rich man with unlimited amounts of cash and little knowledge and little faith simply wishes to buy a healing. I wish that money would be used with the right perspective. But we have a mentality out there of getting the best and moving fast, not really understanding what we're doing, having a general concept and let the rest fly. And I tell you, I caution you against this. It's why I spend an hour a week at significant expense to give you insight into the nuances of the educational process. You have to see this from the big picture, or you will get lost and you will just drift. So, those excretory systems must begin to flow so that the intercellular space can begin to clean. So if you're going to bring in something like HCL therapy, all right, so let's go to Walter Guy Bryant, picture 29. Hydrochloric acid and mineral therapy, Walter Bryant Guy. If you're going to do a therapy like that, if you're going to do a water fast, I did a show on water fasting last week. I didn't put it in the pictures today, but water fasting. You have to be ready to do a water fast. How would you do a water fast if lymph, kidney, liver, and colon are not flowing? Why would you ever think you could get anywhere with a water fast? You see? I mean, loosely speaking, there's a chronology. Now, don't go anal on me here and take it to the other extreme. Don't turn this into a militant agenda. You must first clean the colon, and then you must second clean the gallbladder, and then third you must try. People go into these rants about a chronology that they decided on their own accord. But get the main frame. Why would you try to take a harsh cleanse like a water cleanse or an HCL cleanse when you haven't pooped correctly, when the bile doesn't flow? So there is a chronology in a loose sense, but of course you can weather the storm far more effectively if you understand it, and thus the show. So as a general guideline, the deeper cleanses, to go into the intracellular space with a water cleanse, to go into the extracellular space with HCL therapy, the infamous fibrin cleanse, those proteolytic enzymes, serratiopeptase, nattokinase, pancreatic enzymes, the proteases in large dosages to clean the fibrin out of the intercellular space. These are things you have to be ready to do. Because where is all that stuff going to go? Ah, now you get it. You're getting it. I know you're getting it. If you're sitting there, I don't care if you're in Indonesia, if you're in Russia, if you're in the Middle East, if you're in South Africa, it doesn't matter. Study these shows. You can really get it from these shows. You can launch your healing from these shows. You can navigate it if you take it in. Better you do it like this than go one-on-one for top dollar and not get the concepts. Somebody wants to give you a one-on-one therapy and teach you. Invest in that person. Somebody wants to give you a one-on-one therapy, see you for an hour, dump you the nutritional supplements, and that's it. Good luck. The model has to change. I tell you, the model needs to change. The doctor's office is dead. The doctor's office should die because it doesn't work. The institute, the health center, the ashram. This is what we had at the turn of the century. Holistic medicine, Kellogg, Lust, Jensen. These people operated off tracts of land where you came. More like the Optimal Health Institute, more like the Hippocrates Institute. But we've even reduced these wonderful gifts to exorbitantly expensive places you've got to travel far and wide to because there's nothing to compete with them. Why aren't we taking square footage in the cities? It's a mentality we don't have. It's not about the economics. It's not about the implausibility. It's about the mindset. We don't think we need it. We think we can do it across the desk of a doctor's office. You can't. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. It's barely better than nothing. Use the doctors who will facilitate by making you work through an education. Because unless you're willing to receive the education, the wonderful divine evolution of your healing, you will not heal. You can have a first base return, maybe improve a symptom, but to regenerate a diseased tissue, forget it. All right. Very good. Picture number 30. Add this to your list of detoxificatory therapies using the bentonite clays, using the magma clays. Add that to the list externally and internally. Different types of clays. External and internal application of clays. Another big part. Add it to the list. The bile flushes, the kidney flushes, the lymphatic detoxifications through the sauna therapies, the use of the clays external and the use of the clays internal. The colon cleanses to open up the organs of excretion so the intercellular space can start to depose of the fibrin that has scarred the intercellular space. Because then you can really and truly begin to repair the membrane of the cell. And as I pointed out last week, to get to the intracellular place, to get to the intracellular space, you must starve the cell. I'm talking about water fasting. Yes, I am. I'm talking about water fasting. Yes, I am. But go do a water fast. Try a water fast. Not everyone can do a water fast. And people who are sick, people who can't work, people who have progressive diseases, you can't give them a water fast. That's not where you go. You have to bring them to a water fast over time. You have to bring them there. Loosely, and even more than loosely speaking, you have to open up the extracellular space, the excretory canals. It may take a person a full year or two to get the lymph and to get the colon and to get the bile. It may take a year to get someone to sweat. And what about your symptoms? They may not abate. Your symptoms may not get better. Those blood tests may not improve. Those pictures you take, CT scans, PET scans, MRIs, the rest of it, they may not improve. If you can hold a disease at bay, if you can hold a disease at bay for the first year or two, you're doing well. If you can just get things stalemated in the progression of disease, you're doing very well. But you have to know that, or you'll beat yourself up each week. I mean, I see it all the time. I see people who are looking at their blood markers, people who are looking at their x-rays, their CT scans, people who are monitoring themselves month to month to month to month when they have no business doing this. Don't depend on your doctor to tell you you're improving. That's a bad sign. Hey, Jack, listen. You're sleeping better. You're feeling a little more energy. You could walk a flight of stairs this week. You're in a better mood. You're doing better. Oh, wow, thanks. Real glad you told me. Hadn't noticed. That is the kiss of death. Where's the perspective there? I don't know how I'm doing. All I know is the doctor told me I'm doing better. He patted me on the back on the way out, said you're doing better. Whatever the guy says, I just take it in. You know, I'm one of those people. I don't know anything about this stuff, but he said I'm doing better, so I'm doing better. Don't do that. That's not bringing yourself to the healing. That's not a perspective that's going to work. The perspective that works is engage with your soul in the exercises that you're guided to in the name of a healing and listen to your response and then bring faith and education to those responses. And you'll see the beauty of a healing at work. And that doesn't mean your symptoms going to improve. As I said, in the first year or two, if your disease does not progress, you're doing great. Because the excretory routes take time. And we know the markers. We know the markers. Do you see the bile? Are you sweating? Do you feel those ureters pinching? Was there a little blood in the urine? Are you feeling the density of the colon vacate? You know the markers in the detoxifications. And then you can move to the second tier. You can get into the intercellular space. You can take down the proteolytic enzymes, the hydrochloric acid therapies. I mean, look at that book. Look at that book. Go to, where is Walter Guy's book? There you go, 29. Go to 29, hydrochloric acid and mineral therapy. They've been doing this in the early 1900s before we had the drugs. The protons put the macrophages on steroids, and then they pump potassium into the body. An abundance of potassium, as you open up the intercellular space, will feed potassium into the cell. It'll kick out its painful sodium, and you'll start to balance the electrolytes across the membrane. And they were doing this in publishing. They were doing it here. They were doing it in Germany. And it worked. When you were ready for it, it worked. Gonzalez, Kelly, John Beard, the proteolytic enzymes to break down the fibrin. Cultures regularly consuming fermented foods with fibrinolytic enzymes, etc., to break that intercellular space. So look at that two-tiered approach, and then you get to the intracellular space. Now, the purpose of the intercellular space, intracellular now. This is where it gets interesting. Again, intracellular, inside the cell. So go to picture 50. That intracellular cell membrane, endoplasmic reticulum, ribosomes, Golgi apparatus, mitochondria, lysosomes, peroxisomes, microfilaments, microtubules, centrosomes, the nuclear membrane, the nucleolus, the chromatin, so on and so forth. All these little subsets inside a cell. You're not doing much to fix them. Optimization of the electron transport chain, production of ATP, all the right chemical balances and all the right magnetic fluxes so that the cell starts to put out more energy, an increase in cell energy. Not happening. That's a late stage shift. That's a late stage shift. That later stage shift demands a year, 2 years, 3 years. You took 50 or 60 or 70 years to destroy it. So why wouldn't you give it a year or two or three? Just because it's America? Just because the market is constantly scamming you, holistic included, into thinking you'll heal tomorrow? Get results fast. It's a fast-moving world. What are we doing? I mean, I'd be ranting it on radio if it worked. What takes 3 years, you don't think I'd love to see happen in 3 weeks? I never saw it happen. All the people I've worked with, all the work I've done on my own, I never see it happen. Be the tortoise, not the hare. I really, if you got to take a choice. It's more the tortoise than the hare. Now, there's a limitation to that statement. Shouldn't take you 10 years to get to second base. Takes you 10 years to get to second base. There's something off axis up there in the spiritual programming. But if you're ready to engage, you're still looking at some time. I wanted to turn that statement, the reality of that statement, into the science of it. And you can see the bile ducts fibrose, the kidney fibrosis, the lymphatics granulate. There can be massive blockage in these excretory routes. Now, where does all of this go? If you've done due diligence, the intracellular space inside the cell will begin to clear, a la water fasting. Without water fasting, but to accelerate it, water fasting. It will begin to clear. So that you can set the stage for the ultimate bodily mechanism. And that is the deposition of the stem cell from the bone marrow into the target site. From the bone marrow via the nervous system, you will depose stem cells into the diseased tissue. But you have to do your homework, or the tissue cannot receive the stem cell because the intercellular space and the intracellular space are so scarred. They are so destroyed. There is so much aggregation of snot between the cells and in the cell that the stem cell cannot plant itself. The bone marrow is there ready to optimize a delivery of a life-giving cell, an omnipotent cell called the stem cell, to grow new tissue from necrotic and diseased spaces. It is there. It is active. We don't need science to deliver this. We need to understand the science that God put there. But if you do your diligence and you ignite the system, you will take yourself to home plate. Now, igniting the system, aside from the prerequisites, demands relationship with the bone marrow. Picture 51. Iron shirt qigong, revitalize your bone marrow. Concepts like this. Picture 52. This is a Shaolin monk. Flexible, clean in the blood. That guy's 92 years old. No, I'm kidding. He's not 92. But I can tell you this, he will age gracefully. And what he's doing is training his body to the point where he can bend his bones. The bones have some degree of flexibility. That's right. Well, you know that. You've watched those 16-year-olds get hit in football games. 6'4", 280 pounds, bashing in at 15 miles an hour into some other football. You watch these kids hit the floor and bounce back up. Don't you think those bones are a little flexible? Well, this is the concept. And this man in this picture here, this monk, is using those iron rods, those metallic rods. They beat the tissue with them to stimulate the marrow. And the stimulation of that marrow and the flexibility in the sacrum combined with 53, that's Nali. Look at 53. People look at that and they grimace. They go, that's disgusting. I'll tell you what's disgusting. The 20 pounds of poop that you're holding in your colon right now. That's disgusting. 53, that's beautiful. That man is making sure he will never see a disease day. Pumping the bones, moving the organs, decongesting the static blood, sets you up in a way where you can start to deliver the stem cells to the targets. Now, that's the mechanics of healing. You have one last thing to do. Go to picture 55. It's called prana. The physical experience of the body in its electromagnetic state. The physical experience of the electromagnetic quality of the body. Can you feel your prana, your chi? 56. The Schumann resonance. The ionosphere connecting to the spinal cord of the person who is grounded, rooted in picture 57. Picture 57. From the core of the earth comes a field called the telluric currents on ley lines. From the sky come the Schumann waves. And all you're doing in a healing is training your body to connect the two. Connect the earth to the sky through the divine chemistry of the body. And there it is to you. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.